This will be a meditation on stealing, one of the 10 non-virtuous actions to be abandoned. So we start with the body, ensuring that our posture is comfortable and that we feel grounded. That the back is straight. The shoulders are back and down, and the body is relaxed. And take 3 deep breaths from the abdomen, releasing tensions on the out-breath. And now to concentrate the mind, just observing the breath as it comes and goes at the nostrils with a relaxed, patient mind. And when the mind wanders, we patiently and gently bring our attention back to the breath. And now setting our motivation. May my every thought, word, and deed be of benefit to sentient beings and never cause any harm. So firstly, we recall the 4 basic traits of karma. Firstly, karma is definite. Positive, beneficial actions will definitely bring positive results for oneself. And negative, selfish actions, those in service of the self-grasping ego, will definitely bring negative results for oneself. And secondly, karmic imprints increase over time, so that negative actions lead to much greater negative results for oneself. And positive actions bring much greater positive results for oneself. And this includes restraining ourselves from negative actions. And especially if we have the vow, in this case, the vow not to steal, we will be creating much greater positive results from restraining ourselves. Thirdly, we will never experience a karmic result we didn't create the cause for. So we must train ourselves to restrain from negative actions. Then our future will be much better. And fourthly, karmic imprints are never lost unless we thoroughly purify. So we must be careful not to commit any negative actions and commit positive actions as much as possible. So now, of the 10 non-virtuous actions to be abandoned, we'll focus on one of the non-virtuous actions of the body, stealing. That is, taking something of value to the owner that is not freely given to you. And a non-virtuous action has four components or factors. Firstly, there is the basis or the object of the action. So this is something that belongs to another, is valued by them, and we take it for ourselves without it being offered to us. So I invite you to think for a couple of minutes about this. Think back over your life, things that you may have taken that were of value to the owner, that were not freely offered. You may have taken them mistakenly or with intention. This could include things or cheating on our taxes, for example, not paying fees for services that were provided to us, or shortchanging others, and so on. So the second component that you can identify in the example from your own life that you've found is your thinking, which includes recognition, motive, and delusion. So on the thought level, you recognized unmistakably the object to be stolen. Or afterwards, you recognized what you had stolen what you had taken that was not freely offered. And secondly, the motive. So you intended to steal, intended to take this for yourself, or after the fact, when you recognized you'd taken something mistakenly, you did not make any effort to return it. And this was all based on a delusion. So the three basic categories of delusion are anger, attachment, and ignorance. So for example, out of anger, stealing something from someone you wish to hurt. Could be an act of vengeance, revenge. Or out of attachment, stealing something you wish to possess, or keeping something that you recognize you'd mistakenly picked up, a pen or some change, extra change you were given at the checkout counter, and decided to keep it because you want it for yourself, you desire it. Or thirdly, out of ignorance, stealing or cheating, thinking that it's not wrong. And thirdly, there is the deed, the action of body, whatever means you used to steal. For example, taking the object secretly. Or not paying taxes or fees that you owe. Not speaking up when you see you've been given too much change. Or getting someone to steal for you, having your tax agent cheat a little on your tax return. Whatever scenario applies. And now let's contemplate the results of stealing. So there are three categories: the ripened result, the results similar to the cause, and the environmental results. So the ripened result is when there has been a complete karma. So you identified unmistakably the object to be stolen, you intended to steal it, and you carried forth the deed of stealing. And the ripened result will be rebirth in one of the three lower realms. So you will be reborn in the hell realms, the hungry ghost realms, or the animal realm. And then, once your karma to be born in the lower realms has been exhausted and you take rebirth in an upper realm, or if the karma was not complete, you can experience the results similar to the cause, either experiences similar to the cause or actions similar to the cause. In the case of experiences similar to the cause, lack of wealth. So you will be born into poverty. You will lack possessions, resources. Your things could be stolen, lost. And in the case of actions similar to the cause, you will have an instinctive tendency to steal. You'll be a thief, which of course could lead to imprisonment. And then there are the environmental results. So this could entail taking rebirth in a barren place where crops don't grow or are destroyed. There are shortages of food. There might be floods, droughts, even tsunamis destroy the crops, destroy your home, your land, maybe locusts or other pests that destroy your food food storages, bushfires, wildfires, and so on. Or you could have business ventures fail. So you could lose your business, lose all of your possessions, your home, your land, because of a collapse economically. And so clearly, it is very, very helpful for us to train our minds to be very careful, never to take anything that is of value to anyone that is not freely offered. In this way, we're more likely to have very positive future rebirths. And now, when you're ready, finishing up your meditation and turning to the prayer book, page 23, for Master Shantideva's dedication. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective, and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.